the Twitters.
That's where he learns about Texas.
And here is Bob.
No sponsor, huh? Man, it was a good run. Okay, so in today's Bob's World, I'm going to tell you that I discovered a piece of music the other day that I'm like, I was confused, and then I was nodding with a smile on my face, and I really don't want to tell you anymore. I just want to play it for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, fire.
Okay, so Ham, this is not the time for you to be the star. We're going to let the music speak for itself.
No extra cowbell.
We don't need cowbell. We don't need anything. I just want to see if you react in any way as I reacted. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Ooh, yes! Who's back? Back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? 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 Na 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 na. I've created a monster. Nobody wants to see Marshall no more. They want Shady. I'm chopped liver. Well, if you want Shady, this is what I give you. A little bit of me mixed with some hard liquor. Some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shot at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating. When I'm rocking the table while he's operating.
Hey!
You waited this long to stop debating, cause I'm back, I'm on the... I know that you got a job, Miss Cheney, but your husband's heart problem's complicating, so the FCC won't let me be. Or let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me. So come on, dip, bum on your lips, jump back, jiggle the hip, and wiggle a bit and get ready, cause this is about to get heavy. I just settled all my lawsuits. F you, Debbie. Now this look like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. This look like a job
that
for
is
me, so
the coolest.
We can go for a while if you'd like.
That
I can
is,
lower,
that
lower
is
maybe.
So much better than the original song. Like, that's awesome.
Is that AI?
Yes, I found out.
That's AI?
That it's.
Oh, no.
Well, what's wrong?
I thought it was some artist.
Well, I did too. But it's a. Somehow, it's a 50s Motown soul AI cover of Eminem, of course.
How'd you find that? Or did someone.
It was. Somebody was listening to it on social media, and then they're like, I didn't really know, so I went looking for it, and there was this. And yes, when you see it's AI, you're like, I like it 10% less than I did, but it still rocks.
No,
I mean,
it's incredible. But yeah, I never thought when you started to play it that it, I just thought it was some guy that took that and had his own interpretation of it, and I was really anxious to hear who it was.
Yeah,
I mean, AI's come a long way since the Circus Survivor song.
But that's a banger.
No, it is, but I'm just saying, like, the intonations and just the subtleties of the singing.
Yeah, that's scary.
It does sound much more like a real person than the Circus Survivor singers.
Oh, yeah.
You want to try one more Eminem song from this exact same project?
Same guy sound?
I think so. Here.
You had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Would you capture it or just let it slip? Yo, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how everybody's joking now.
The clock's run out. So, time's up over. Snap back to reality. What are the prompts? Like, what do you got to do this? And did it take... Like, when you do these things on AI, because I don't mess with it. Is it instantaneous?
Oh, yeah.
So that got spit out in...
30 seconds, max.
That is so scary. Because it is unbelievable. And I want it so badly to be some guy who had this idea.
Yeah.
Right? Just that, little subtleties of go. With the choir in the background, I feel like I'm watching in my head like this church
right.
choir,
no,
all wearing white robes.
I would love to go see these guys.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to make of it. And I do know that, like, when you do hear AI, you're like, oh, I'm disappointed now because I thought I just loved this and I don't even know what to do with that. Because
I know.
Maybe
you feel dirty.
But maybe who cares if you're just doing work at the house and you think this is cool.
No, there's nothing wrong
sure.
with it. It's just, it sets me back. Like, I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, and the bait and switch aspect of it is what rubs people the wrong way. Because, like, recently...
Like, what do you mean?
Well, recently there was a story, and it didn't make the cut for E! News because it was kind of too convoluted, but there was an artist that was trending on Spotify... And it was kind of
all fake, right?
Like a Whitney Houston type soul singer. And turns out it was a songwriter, like a lyricist, who was writing the songs, but then was putting them into AI. And so the performance was AI. She wrote the songs, but the performance was AI. And then when people found out, they felt like betrayed.
Little cheated. Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, this was my new favorite artist, and now I find out that it's not real. And it caused Spotify to then...
It's like Music Tilly.
Yeah, it is. It caused Spotify to then have certain parameters for AI music, that it has to be identified as AI, and they took down a lot of like unauthorized AI stuff that was on Spotify.
Yeah, are we going to reach a point, though, where whatever generation, whether it's, you know, 10-year-olds right now or 5-year-olds right now, where they just don't care? Like, I care.
Well, no, I care, too. But one of the cool things about music, to me, is you're, like, at a restaurant and you hear somebody do a cover of a song you really like. And it's like, I don't know, it's a college kid probably making $40 to play for an hour. But you're like, that was a really cool treatment of a song I really like, which right. is, I think, exactly what this is. But I do concede there's a inner conflict because that person you don't know making $40 on a stool.
Is a person.
Is a person.
Yeah.
And this is not. And why do I care about that? And why does... I guess because it, in a way you feel like you're infringing upon the territory of the student making $40.
Well, I mean, I'm with Corby in that
Did you like this when you heard it?
Yeah.
Or did you know exactly it was AI right away?
Well, it was my guess that it was AI.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know for sure, but it just sounded like it could be.
Yeah.
And I could have been swatted out to mid-court. No, it's... Frankie.
Right. He lives in Butte, Montana.
Yeah. He's from the bayou.
It's an interesting last name. Frankie.
He knows the Swedish chef.
I don't know how to spell it. But like the last show that I went to, my third show in 10 days when I used up all my hall passes for the year.
The Dave-a-thon.
It was a guy... And I really enjoy the recorded music. Like, I enjoy his album. The guy called, he goes by The Dare. But his show was karaoke. Like, he was playing tracks and then just singing over it. And he had a couple keyboards that were plugged in, but he wasn't really touching them at all. And if he did, it was just a woo! You know, he wasn't doing anything. And so, like, when I see a show... I want to see a performance.
Yes.
I want there to be a human element. Even if it's electronic music, I like to see that they're doing something. They're triggering this. They're mixing this. They're doing something. And there was none of that in that show. And so as it pertains to AI, when you talk about it spit out in 15 seconds, it does make you feel a little bit dirty.
It's a little icky.
Yeah, a couple times when heading south of the border, this was in Guatemala City. We went to a restaurant that was pretty nice, and I was hearing the entire night, I was hearing like Depeche Mode and songs from, you know, the early 90s alternative scene, I guess, and they were all jazz. And it was humans. And I went and found the CD and actually got it. But I just love the covers of songs I like, but in a real chill jazz sort of way. And I thought that was great. And then it happened again. We were in Costa Rica. And I don't know if it's something about down there, but this is what Americans like when they're eating steak on vacation. And it was...
Like island music versions?
Yes. It was very, very... chill versions of songs we all know, which just makes me cover guy, I guess. I like covered versions of songs I like done by anonymous people, and this is done by a laptop, and I really like this as well, and I wanted to share it with you guys.
Yeah, no. It's
and I guess it's a big thing now, because I think with a couple of YouTube searches, you can find probably hundreds of versions, not just Eminem, but probably anything. Maybe rap in particular, because... rap can reach a whole new audience that are like, wow, that Eminem, really lyrical genius. I could never understand what he was saying.
Like, and, I mean, think about it. Like, you would, I mean, I go to shows like Dave was just talking about, to be entertained by a group of dudes or gals or whoever's up there doing their thing, things that they wrote, things that they produce and they worked on for years and years and years and slaved over and all that stuff. That's why I go to those shows, to get a feeling that they're trying to emit to me.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine though, like I, and that's my problem in my own head, is I can't thoroughly enjoy something that just was the touch of a button. I can't, and I love that. I think that sounds really cool, but odds are I'll never consume it again because I'm weirded out by it. And I think that we're of that generation that is just, we're older.
Right.
And so I am wondering, at what point are grandkids going to go to a concert and there's a hologram of AI people up there doing something like, yeah, that man rocks. It's like South Park. Remember the South Park Guitar Hero special where their heroes were people that played Guitar Hero? That's what they thought of as musicians, not guitarists, but that played Guitar Hero.
Right.
So it's kind of the same thing where, you know, you're straddling that line, but I will always be on the side of humanity. The side of humans, yeah. Damn it.
But I agree with you, Bob. The unexpected and brilliant interpolation cover
is
always a stop down, and it reminded me of our heyday, Corby and my heyday at the old Barley House, that on the jukebox, whenever the Gord's Gin and Juice played, it always brought the house down.
Yeah.
Because it's a bluegrass band doing a Snoop song.
That's right.
And back in that time, it was a rarity that you would hear something like that.
Indeed.
Well, there you go. There's a little music talk.
Good stuff.
As the machines are now covering Eminem.